earlier on the Chaf Aleph on the Beis. Okay. So he starts, he goes to the basic, the Mishnah and the first Lishnah of the Machlokas Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And Rav Yochanan holds Naziris is chal on him. Reish Lakish says the Naziris is not chal on him, right? And then the Gemara goes further into Rabbi Yochanan Shita and says, what does it mean it's chal on him? It's misla toli v'kaima. And when he finds Tara, it's chal. So the Griz quotes the Tosfos, and he says Tosfos is really asking a question, because it's saying it should have just, since it says it's chal on him, it should have just said b'pshitus that it's chal not for everything, but it's chal for these things. In other words, he is he's not going to be, according to this way of learning, the only thing that's not chal is karbonos, is the karbon tumah. Right? So when Rabbi Yochanan says it's chal, the Gemara should have just said, like we were saying yesterday, you shouldn't say what's not chal, it should say what is chal. And what is chal? Everything but carbon. So instead of saying it's chal, but it's hanging and waiting to be chal, right? Meaning referring to the din of tumah, of Naziris of Tara, and the carbonos, it should have said it's chal in regards to all of these things. That's Tosfos's question, the way he puts it. He considers that a question. I'm not sure if he says Tosfos is asking a question. Okay? All right. He's at least, Tosfos is definitely raising some anomaly in the Lashon of there. Like we were discussing yesterday, if you're going to say it's Chal, you should explain what you mean by it being Chal, not what you mean by it not being Chal. Okay, go ahead.
Anir Lomar Bazeh.
But now there's a Chakira in Reish Lakish's side. Why is Reish Lakish saying that it's not Chal in the Beis HaKvaros? Is it a din in the Naziris itself that he holds it's impossible for Naziris to be Chal Bituma? Now even though once Naziris is Chal Bitara and the person becomes Tumah, he doesn't lose the Shame Nazir. So it's not like the Shame Nazir and the Shame Tumah are incompatible or tarti disasri, right? And the Tumah is not a hafka of the Shem Naziris. So then you have to say that although the Tumah is not a hafka of the, is not mafkiya the Shem Naziris, but it can't start the Tumah. It can tolerate it once it exists. The Shem Naziris can tolerate the Shem Tumah. But for some reason, you have to say it simply cannot be. You can't have the. You can't be. It won't be chal. The shame nazir won't be chal b'tumah. Once it's chal, tumah is not mafkia, but it can't be chal. Okay, that's one possibility. So, in other words, the important point he's trying to make, though, is that it would be in the naziris itself. It's not chal because the from the dinim of Naziris is not able to be tofes a gavra who has a shame tumah. It's impossible.
Go ahead.
Or it's not a din in Naziris itself, and in terms of there's nothing that there's no difference in Naziris between tomei meikara or nitma acharkach. There's nothing that says that the tumah is going to prevent the chalos of Naziris itself. Nothing like that. There's no idea like that. We see that tumah and Naziris are compatible shemos, and therefore there's no difference between saying that he can be tumah and become a nazir, or be a nazir and become tumah. It's not like Naziris needs a head start for it to tolerate the tumah. They're different shemos. It's not mafkia the shame naziris at all, either mitchila or basof. So then, why can't he be a nazir? So then you'll have to say, the problem is his kabbalas naziris is lacking. It's just interesting the way he puts that, right? His kabbalas naziris is lacking. It's not a problem in the shame naziris being chal, but he somehow is lacking in his maisa of Kabbalah. Those are the two possibilities. Either it's intrinsically excluded, or you functionally just can't do it. Right?
What do you mean by intrinsically?
Now he has to explain the second side. First side will just be a din somehow, and that's just what Naziris is. It cannot be chal in the tummy. But what would it mean to be that Naziris can exist betumah, and you're just lacking in Kabbalah? What kind of an idea is that? I mean, if you can be a Nazir betumah, why can't you be Makabel your Naziris betumah? Right? That part logically he has to explain. Right? So that would be like this. That what is Kabbalas Naziris? It means to be Makabel upon yourself the Kiyum of Naziris. Okay? Not just the Isure Naziris. You have to be Makayim, you have to be Makabel upon yourself the fulfillment of Nazir. Okay? And over here, since he's in the Beis HaKvaros, basically, right? And he's not able to fulfill Naziris while he's Tamei, then it's an invalid Kabbalah.
What is a Kabbalah?
He says, and then it would be like this, and since he cannot do Kabbalah, because Kabbalah is on fulfillment, I'm going to be Mekabel upon myself to fulfill the mitzvah's Nazir, and I can't do it now while I'm Tamei, so then his Kabbalah is nothing. His Kabbalah is null.
What's Hatfasa?
Hatfasa would be like the shame Nazir. Like, I'm going to make a neder upon myself. Like, I'll be matfis. Hatfasa means when you take the identity of one thing and you apply it to yourself. That would be by Isser, I think he means to say. By the Isurim. Matfis Zebizah. Yeah. In other words, this is like we were discussing yesterday. There has to be a Maisa of Kabbalah Naziris. What do you mean? You have to have a Maisa to accept point. To become a Nazir, you have to have Kabbalah Naziris. What do you mean? I'm not sure what the problem is. It's not a matter of your Kavana.
It's a matter of the Dibor.
It's a matter of what you're doing. What do you mean? You're simply impossible. You can be Makabel upon yourself things that are possible to do right now. Right? Can you be Makabel upon yourself Kiyum Naziris in a Beis HaKvaros? In a Beis HaKvaros, are you Shayach to the Kiyum Naziris?
So what does it mean to be Makabel then? It's not a Dibor, it's not a Kavana. What is it?
Wait, you didn't answer my question. In the Beis HaKvaros, is it possible to have a Kiyum of Naziris?
No, it's not possible to experience
So then you can't be Makabel, that which doesn't exist.
How is that different than saying this?
So let's put it this way. Can the guy in the Beis HaKvaros, right, he can't be Mona Shloshim Yom. Can't be Mona Shloshim Yom. He can't fulfill his mitzvahs Naziris in the Beis HaKvaros.
Well, if it's Kal, right? You could, no? Why
no. 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 Not in the Beis HaKvaros.
Oh, but just because it's Tameh. That's just because it's Tameh.
Right.
We're nowhere good.
Okay, so he can't.
Naziris, he's saying, in order to become a Nazir, you have to be describing a halachic kiyum and accepting it upon yourself. Right? In other words, the Kabbalas Naziris is saying, I now am going to fulfill the mitzvahs of Nazir.
Accompanied by fulfillment.
Why do you have to say that?
I don't think you can say that in a basic chorus. Let's see, you didn't know it's a basic chorus.
Okay, so additional thing is that, and your statement has to make sense. Do I have to explain that? Kabbalas Naziris is, I am accepting upon myself Kiyum Naziris, right? If Kiyum Naziris doesn't exist, then you can't accept it upon yourself. That's what he's saying.
I'm still confused when you accept it upon yourself. I mean, you mean that...
I will do it now. I will do Naziris now. I will fulfill Naziris.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And that has to actually be true. Maybe it's false. Even if against your das. Let's even know.
In other words, Naziris is not a product of your mind. Right? It's not if you dream it can be. Naziris is an actual thing. Right? And it has to exist for you to accept it. We're not accepting you're not making something up. There's a reality to Naziris, right? It has to be there. It has to be there as an actuality, and then you accept it upon yourself. Right? It's like putting on a coat. You can't put on a coat that doesn't exist. Right? Kabbalah's Naziris means you have there is a Kiyum Naziris that is present, and you don it. right? How do you do that? B'dibor. You accept it, B'dibor.
But didn't he say in the first instance that in a state of tumah,
but that's not the same as shame nazir. That's not the same as a shame nazir. A person can have the shame nazir. He can have the shame nazir b'tumah. You can have the shame nazir without the possibility of fulfilling it at this moment, of fulfilling the mitzvah nazir. Right? Any nazir who's tame has the shame nazir, and he is mufka from the kiyam at this moment. In other words, he's just making the point like this. Kabbalah means that you're accepting upon yourself a reality, right? And the question is, what is the reality that the nazir is accepting upon himself? Is he accepting upon himself isurei nazir, shame nazir, whatever you want to call it? Or is he accepting upon himself the kiyam nazir? Whichever the Kabbalah is on has to exist for the Kabbalah to be a maisa, right? So he's saying, if you're going to learn it's a din in Kabbalah, then it means to say that why is the Kabbalah lacking? It must be, logically, because the thing that he needs to accept doesn't exist. Okay, well then what would that be that he needs to accept doesn't exist? That would be Kiyam Nazirus. At this moment, he's not Ro'i for a Kiyam Nazirus. He's not a Gavra at this moment of Kiyam Nazirus. So the suit doesn't fit. Just doesn't fit.
What is the Kiyam Nazirus? Is it the
Kafir? We don't need to even say what it is. It's the whole institution of Nazirus. It's fulfillment of Nazirus. You want to know what it is? Look, learn about Nazirus. It's the fulfillment of Nazirus. You can't do it in the basic verse. Yeah. In other words, like this, saying the Kabbalah's Nazirus has to be Tofes, is basically an aspirational statement of the Kiyam.
Aspirational. Right?
I will accept upon myself this Kiyam Nazirus. But he's saying without the ability to do it, it's not a Kabbalah. Now don't push too hard, because he's going to say in a second that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with this, but hold, since it's possible, that's enough of a Kabbalah, right? So you can't try to. This is an important point. I mean, you can't put too much into Reish Lakish. You can't demand from me the Reish Lakish, or demand from anybody that Reish Lakish make an argument that is irrefutable, because then we can't have machlokas with Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, it's just enough for us to see an idea. Is there such a concept like this? You're looking for me to prove that this must be. That's not what we do. That's not what we do in learning. We're just presenting a possibility that makes sense. This is the difference between saying this possibility doesn't make sense and saying, can you show me why this is the only possible formulation of what you of Kabbalah's and Zeros?
So I might have misstated my question. My question wasn't why it's have to be. I'm saying cornerbase luggage. Definition, what is a Kabbalah, a cornerbase luggage? Not why it's have to be.
So he's saying, so let's read it again. He says, Mishum the Yesod, not just the Din, this is the Yesod Din Kabbalah's and Zeros, is that he's makabel upon himself kiyum shel nazirus. And what? Oval below hakiyum shel nazirus be'emes lo shayach klal din kabbalas nazirus al isur din nazirus b'lechud. In other words, he's saying this: what is present? What is in the guy's present realm of possibility? In his present realm of possibility, does the Kiyam Nazirus exist as a present possibility given his circumstances that he's in now? No. The only thing that is existing right now, that's possible right now, are Isurei Nazir. Because Isurei Nazir and Tumah are not incompatible. Kiyam Nazir and Tumah are incompatible. Right? So what are the choices that he has before him? Right? If this was his world, what choices does he have before him? He only has the choice of Isur Nazir. He does not have the choice of Kiyam Nazir. Right, so can you accept that which does not exist? No. So he cannot have a Kabbalas Nazirus if Kabbalas Nazirus is contemplating Kiyam Nazirus as well. Okay? Good. Next. But and then he wants to say that what that even Reish, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees to this. Go ahead, V'yesh lomar od.
V'yesh lomar od
debemes. And now he wants to say, and you can say that even Rabbi Yochanan agrees with this concept. Not that Rabbi Yochanan argues and says Kabbalas Naziris is on the Tumah, is on the Isurei Naziris. He also agrees Kabbalas Naziris is on the Kiyam Naziris, right? Yeah. But he holds that in terms of the Kabbalah, what makes it a valid Kabbalah? Not that it is within his, not that it's a present reality, but that he has within his control the ability to make that reality possible. Right? That it's not that it is a present reality, but it's a ro'i reality. Correct? So he says, since he can leave the Beis HaKvaros and be Metahir himself, and then the Kiyam will exist, that's enough for his Kabbalah to be Chal. That's enough for him to have a good Kabbalah. Once he has a good Kabbalah, he's a Nazir. He's Tameh, there's no Tartidus Asher between Tumah and Nazir. There's no Tartidus Asher, there's shame Tumah and Nazir. And he says, and that's why the Gemara says that what does it mean that the Naziris is Chal for Rabbi Yochanan? Misla Tali V'kaima Kevin the Mishkachat Tara Chayla. Meaning to say, that's the explanation of why it's Chal now. Why is it Chal now? Because his Kabbalah is still good since the Kiyam is attainable. So you understand?
Or will be attained.
Is attainable in the future. Since he's able to fix the problem and bring himself into the full Kiyam at some point. In other words, just listen to what he's doing. Right? He's trying to answer that question. Our question is, if the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yochanan holds the Naziris is Chal, why does it tell us about the things that aren't Chal? Why does it talk about the fact that the Tara state is not Chal yet and waiting to be Chal? He's saying, no, that's explaining why it's Chal. Why is it Chal now? Because even though Kabbalas Naziris requires a Kabbalah on the Kiyum, Rabbi Yochanan holds, since that possibility is still extant, since he could leave the Beis HaKvaros to be Matar himself and then have the Kiyam, that qualifies this Kabbalah as a good Kabbalah now. So it comes out, Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is, everybody agrees that Kabbalas Naziris is on Kiyam Naziris. And he can't have Kiyam Naziris in his present situation, but he can fix the situation and have it later. Rabbi Yochanan says that's enough to make a Kabbalah now. That's enough to be called a Kabbalah on the Kiyam. And Reish Lakish, for some reason, holds that the Kiyam has to be a present possibility, otherwise it's not a good Kabbalah. So in other words, the only machlokas is whether it has to be a present Kiyam or an attainable Kiyam. Whether the Kiyam has to exist in his current situation, or whether it's enough that he's able to bring himself into that situation. That's the way he's setting up the machlokas. Yeah. Because Misla Tali, Rabbi Yochanan does not need another Kabbalah, because this Kabbalah is good. Right? This Kabbalah is good. Right? Because Rabbi Yochanan knows this Kabbalah is a real Kabbalah.
You're not.
If he held that he needed a new Kabbalah.
Saying, why is this Kabbalah good? Because all he has to do is put himself into the situation of Tara, and then there's a Kiyam.
Isn't that just the inverse of the other thing? The only reason I
don't have to do it. According to both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, there's no problem of the shame Naziris with the state of Tumah. There's no problem of a guy having a shame Naziris and not fulfilling Naziris. Those are not the problems. The problem is Kabbalah's Naziris. The only question is, what are the elements that are necessary for a proper Kabbalah? Reish Lakish says, Rabbi Yochanan says, as long as you are bar hochi of Kiyam Naziris, then you can be Mekabel Kiyam Naziris. Once you have Kabbalah Kiyam Naziris in the Beis HaKvaros, you're going to have the full din of Nazir. You'll be over for drinking, you'll be over for eating, you'll be over for staying, all of those things, you'll be shaving, you'll be over for all those things. The only one thing that is excluded is the Gzeres HaKosov, that you don't bring a carbon for Tumah. Everything else, you have a full shame Naziris. Right? And Reish Lakish says, in order to have one of the necessary elements of Kabbalah Naziris is that the Kiyam is a present possibility too. That you're a Gavra of the Kiyam is yours. Not just a Barafi, but a Gavra of the thing itself. Okay? Yeah. So can we get any further on that, Machlokas? But that's the way he's defining it. And with that, he wants to resolve the Lashon. Now the Lashon is a perfect Lashon. Now the Lashon is a perfect Lashon.
Which Lashon?
The Lashon of Misla Tali. Right? Now Misla Tali is why the Kabbalah is good. Not telling you the things that aren't chal now, but saying why the Kabbalah is good now. Why is the Kabbalah good now? Because since the full kiyam will be chal, since the full kiyam is attainable when he's mitaher, so now he's mekabel upon himself that very kiyam. And then memela, once he has a good Kabbalah, he's a nazir. He's in the Beis HaKvaros. Okay, he's not a good nazir. But he's a nazir. Yeah. The only thing that's not explained over here is why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's got to rush out of the basic verse and accept nazirs.
The
Baal
Tafir?
Yeah, why is there Baal Tafir? If this Kabbalah is nothing.
Already, according to Rabbi Yochanan, though, you're accepting this.
Is there Rabbi Yochanan? I mean, Rish Lakish. I mean, Rish Lakish. I'm sorry.
Wait, what's the question?
Why is there Baal Tafir for Rish Lakish? If this Kabbalah was not good. But that's not my question. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no Baal Ta'acher at this point. The Gemara says Baal Ta'acher of Tara, but there's no Baal Ta'acher of
Zeus.
Right, in the first one. Yeah. Okay, anyway, but the question is, can we go a little further in defining this machlokas? I mean, this is, you know, this is the Brisker definition over here. By definition, this is the Brisker definition. So, but that doesn't mean there's nothing more to, does that mean I'll have to go further? I don't know. So what do you say? Yeah, so Josh Licht is saying, you could say that it's a question on how do you understand the Kabbalah itself. You want to try to go a little further in this line of thinking. You could possibly say it's a question of what is the Kabbalah itself. For Rabbi Yochanan, the Kabbalah is apart from the Naziris. It precedes the Naziris in a certain sense, right? It's the cause of the Naziris. So as long as you can identify the Kiyam Naziris that you are aspiring to, that's enough of a Kabbalah to be for Naziris itself. Right now you can't do it. Doesn't matter. It's a maisa that is aspirational, and as long as you can include the kiyam naziris, that is the Kabbalah. I'm calling upon myself this eventual kiyam, this kiyam. The fact that the kiyam is not attainable right now is not material. But for Rabbi Yochanan, now we're not sure exactly what he means over here. So, but we have the luxury of his presence, so we can ask him further. But for Rabbi Yochanan, it's not simply a cause. It's what? Or you're saying for Rabbi Yochanan, the key of the Kabbalah has to have something else. This is where you got a little murky. Go ahead, Josh. The Kabbalah is the key? Then the guys went ballistic.
No. I'm saying according to Rabbi.
I meant Rabbi Yochanan. What did I mean? I meant Rabbi Yochanan.
You meant Rabbi Yochanan.
In other words, what he means to say is that the Maisa of the Kabbalah is a Maisa Naziris too. The Kabbalah is part of the Maisa Naziris itself. In other words, getting back to Ariel Tucker's question, even though we don't have his presence anymore right now, but we can still get back to it. His question was something about a circular problem. But the answer, but this would be saying that the Kabbalah is Techilas Naziris. It's not Kabbalah of a thing. It's not apart from the, it's not a separate Maisa. It's not a Maisa that talks about another thing. It is part of the very Maisa Naziris itself. Kabbalas Naziris is Techilas Naziris. You understand? It's not identifying a kiyum, and then that throws you into the institution. It's part of the Maisa of Naziris itself. And if Maisa Naziris is only, and therefore he's saying, the Kabbalas Naziris of Kiyum has to be something that is actual, has the quality of a Maisa Kiyum, of a Maisa of that Kiyum. Otherwise it's not, it's
right
not
now.
Kabbalah. Right, I got it, Josh. Right now. It's not a Kabbalah when I leave. That's Kisha Erza. Then it doesn't ever have to leave. Right.
So
but that's what Josh is saying. That is Kabbalah logically a complete phenomenon that it precedes the Naziris? Then it doesn't have to have the qualities of the Naziris. It just has to be able to identify the Naziris. Or is it really simultaneously part of the Naziris? It somehow also has the qualities of the Naziris itself. Who's Makabal on the Naziris? A Nazir. It's a circular problem. That's the mystery of Nazir. Shema Yipol Hanofel. Who falls off the building? The Nofel.
So now we have 2 days to define Makabal.
Shema Yomus Hames. Who dies? The mace. How does the mace die? It's impossible. That's a mystery. You know, the Grizz is giving the definition. I try to get this point across once in a while. The Grizz is giving a definition. And Josh is trying to give a svara. Now, it's a definition you can't argue with. That's it. That's the definition. The svara is what kind of an idea would generate these two outcomes. That's more speculative. By definition, it's more speculative. So he's saying, what conception of Kabbalah would allow it to exist without the present Kiyum, and what would demand the present Kiyum? So he's saying, if logically the Kabbalah is something other than the Naziris, then what doesn't have, it's not shy to the Kiyum Naziris. It's a pre-step to the Kiyum Naziris, to the Naziris. But if it's part of the Nihug of the Naziris itself in some sense, then it's possible to say, then it would seem necessary to say, it has to have that that quality of the Maisa Kiyum of Naziris too. Now the question is, what kind of, now we can step back and say, what hath Josh wrought? To paraphrase somebody. And we can say, does that idea make any sense? Does it make any sense to say that the Kabbalah is part of the Maisa Naziris? That's what Mati is asking. Okay, that's a good question.